Hey everybody, what's going on? Hi.
Yo.
What's up?
Hi.
How's it hanging?
Hi.
Hello. This is our 4-year anniversary special. It's been 4 years since we last started, or
even
we first started.
2 months late.
2 months late, yeah. And this time around, we actually decided to do a little something different, because the past 2 years we've been doing little specials involving the characters, and, well, compiling some ideas with these people here with me right here, right now. We ended up deciding to do this. Let's talk a little bit about our Pokemon memories. Where it all began for us. Why we're still fans of this day. And where do we see it all going from here? Basically, a sentimental Pokemon talk. What do you guys think?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Alright.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Just do it!
Draftmaster, where it all begin for you, man?
Well, I first watched the anime. That's how it started with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the anime. I actually watched the anime every time I got home.
Every time at 4:30, right?
Yep, that and Yu-Gi-Oh. And then I watched all of the first stuff of Pokemon, and I'm like, hey, maybe I should get the game. And I already had a Game Boy at that point. So I'm like, yeah, okay. Got the Game Boy, I lost the game, ended up getting blue again at a swap meet, and it wasn't haunted, thank God. Because you know how those creepypastas go. It's like, you buy something at a swap meet.
Or eBay.
Stuff goes down.
Yeah.
Every time, stuff goes down.
Specifically when the sticker on the game is torn off and there's some writing on it.
Yeah. So I freaking got Pokemon Blue, owned on it, had gold, or no, I had silver, owned on it, didn't buy another game after that.
Until like something.
Way
after that.
Yeah. I played the other games, but I didn't buy anything else. I also had trading cards, which I ended up selling or losing, I forgot what happened. And then, yeah, I ended up just watching Pokemon at that point, and I didn't really play. I played Gen 3, but I lost Ruby. I had a bad tendency to lose my Pokemon games. And then in high school, I had gotten Pokemon games again, and my Game Boy and Pokemon games were just stolen on my backpack, so it's like, I just have bad luck with these things. Then I got my 3DS, and I got Black 2, because I didn't want to go backtrack. And I didn't have the money for everything else. I actually forgot. I got Black 2 for, like, cheap. And then got X, Alpha Sapphire. And just recently, like, the last 2 years, I've been restarting my Pokemon trading card collection with the newest stuff. But yeah. I play Pokemon trading card online. I play Pokemon Showdown, like, every other day. I haven't touched my Alpha Sapphire in 2 months.
That's a lie. You was just wonder trading right now.
Well, it's been 2 months since I've touched it.
Okay.
I almost bad luck for me. I thought I lost it. I ended up finding it in the worst place, under my glasses case.
All right, Arcanine, how about you? Where did it all begin for you?
Well, I was actually kind of late to Pokemon Mania. So I used to read a lot, play outside, so I never really had a Game Boy.
He actually had a life.
Oh, yes. Childhood.
But then I remember distinctly I was on the playground. And some guy was like, oh, let's play Pokemon. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, I want to be Blastoise. And like, the first thought I had in my head was like a chest full of toys. And so like, I looked into it and I was like, hey, this is pretty cool. So I started playing Silver version first. And then I went back and played Gen 1. And played them pretty continuously till Generation 4. But then I thought those were garbage. So I stopped the habit for a while. But then, I don't know, I got back into it. The Pokemon Adventure calls, and I must answer that call.
Speaking of that, I forgot to mention that in my childhood in elementary school, my group of friends actually, we were kind of weird enough to play Pokemon, like act out Pokemon, like battle each other, like we were traders and stuff. That's kind of continued my love for Pokemon, because like you watch the TV shows and then they reenacted at school during recess, and it's fun.
Pokemon LARP.
Pretty much!
Yeah, basically.
It was Pokemon LARP, and it was bad.
Everybody was doing it, man. Great times. What about you, Teddy? Where did I begin for you?
Me? Oh, God. When I first started playing Pokemon, it was Christmas. I got a Game Boy as a gift.
From Santa!
From Santa.
It was a bright lime green Game Boy.
Yes.
Everyone had their lime green Game Boy.
And I had Pokemon Silver on it.
That was your first game, Silver.
And then after that, I bought Yellow.
At Blockbuster?
No, it's a brilliant.
That's ancient, dude. Yeah. Now we're talking about dinosaurs.
And then I got my yellow stolen from
someone.
See, bad luck with Pokemon games, I'm telling you. It's a curse.
I experienced that whole thing where people would steal games and cards from me.
Yeah, there was actually something about... it was so crazy at one point, the popularity of Pokemon, that people were literally beating the hell out of each other for the cartridges at school.
Then
so.
You play the actual Pokemon games, they take it way too seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand if you're doing it for tournament purposes, you're winning money. That's right. I can understand that. When you're doing it just for, like, fun, you're taking it way too seriously, you might need to stop playing the game.
Relax. Yeah, but I remember we used to buy accessories for the Game Boys, like the little magnifying glasses you could attach to them, or the little lights so you could play at night.
The Link
cable. Yeah, literally. The Link cable light.
The Link cable.
I remember
cables.
Those.
Yeah.
Did you ever get the Game Boy camera?
Nope.
No.
The Game Boy printer?
I actually watched Did You Know Gaming thing where they were talking about the Game Boy and all that, and I'm like, crap, I didn't realize Game Boys had all this stuff.
Game Boys had the cameras, dude, and you literally could print them out right there with a little printer, Game Boy printer.
And as for the anime, I remember I used to buy anime at a swap meet. I'd buy VHS tapes.
Yeah.
I got to Gen 3 in the anime and then stopped.
Yeah,
no one watched Dawn. No one watched Silent and whatever her name is.
I used to buy like the whole season, so I had like the first, fifth, and the third episode on VHS.
I had Pokemon the first movie on VHS.
Right, all those tapes that had three episodes, right?
Yeah.
And you had them all lined up on the wall and stuff.
Yeah, I had
like
that.
One of my cousins had that.
And along with that was that Pokemon movie 2000. And all
yeah, love that movie.
It was awesome.
We all saw that. Oh, and
next I'll capture Zapdos and Articuno left.
I want to watch the Pokemon movie that had Genesect because it brought back Mewtwo. Just for the fact that it brought back Mewtwo.
Oh, a buddy of mine watched it. He says it was garbage.
So don't watch it.
Yeah. I mean, you can watch it, but just know that it's garbage.
Low expectations.
Yeah. Did they make Mewtwo?
Lower your standards.
Well, they made Mewtwo Mega Evolve.
Damn it. Of course they did.
Anyway, yeah.
Mega Evolution, the only time I actually enjoyed watching Mega Evolution in action was Pokemon Origins.
Yeah, that was
when
good.
It's like the end, and it's like Mewtwo, he's facing Mewtwo, and freaking Mega Charizard freaking comes out of nowhere and saves his ass.
Origins was good, actually.
Origins was good. That was a well-done anime.
And it's actually Red and Blue, right?
Yeah.
It's the video game characters.
Okay. It was green, technically.
Oh, well, yeah.
Whatever. Whatever. Okay, excuse me.
But it was good.
Japan.
If they were to take that aspect and put it to the actual Pokemon instead of making Ash turn finally 11. It's like, I've been 10 years old for so long, but I've done so much adventures in a year that's not even possible.
And he's so blue-balled.
So blue-balled.
Speaking of Ash, the first movie, when he got turned to stone. And
that made everyone
cry.
No,
did
it
you
wasn't
cry?
Him turning into stone that cried. It's when Pikachu freaking cried that brought you to tears. The moment that Pikachu... Like, when Pikachu cried in the actual anime, when he broke the freaking ketchup in half,
that was funny.
Oh, God, no!
That was funny.
It was hilarious, but you felt bad for Pikachu, because his face is like, oh, my God.
You know the whole theater cried.
The whole theater cried when the...
Dude, but when you saw the Dugons crying, and then you saw the Golducks crying, the Squirtles crying, the Charizards, the Blastoises...
It just brought you to
tears. All their tears were going directly at Ash in an arc.
Which makes no sense.
Yeah, they were like, why were they crying?
LOL physics.
Because when Pikachu cries, you all cry.
You all have to cry. Remember they used to give out that free card at the movie?
The Mew?
It was like a Mew.
The Mew that can't even be used?
Yeah. Because
you can't read it?
And I used to have like a stack of Pokemon cards and I lost them all. But I had like over 150.
Well, I got at least 300 right now. Okay. That I've collected from other, like, a couple decks. Booster packs.
I'd carry it around with me everywhere. Like, they'd be really... Like,
I got a Mega Absol then. Mega Absol's only...
Dude, it's enough with the Mega Evolutions, man. We're talking about our memories here. Not
that
our
is a memory.
Day. It's not a memory.
For our childhood.
Childhood memory, dude.
Okay, I liked regular Absol.
Right on.
Regular Absol was actually really fun in the game.
I remember when I got the cards, they used to start introducing, like, dark versions and all those.
Oh, the
yes.
Rocket versions. The Rocket
got, like,
versions.
A dark,
like, dark Typhlosion and...
The Rocket versions of everything were freaking amazing. Because their attacks were like... they were strong, but they did stuff to you that were like... dick moves.
I think my favorite card was a Shining Kabutops, and it was holographic. I think I still have it. It's pretty badass.
I like... There was a
Kabutops is pretty badass.
It's hard to find, but this is a Shining Dark Charizard, a Rocket Charizard, and you it's hard to find it. It's like... You can look it up, and it looks beautiful, but you can't freaking find it anywhere. Like, I've went to Frankensteins. This is the only time I've been to Frankensteins, but when I went to Frankensteins, I found a holographic Charizard. I'm like, oh, cool. Do you guys have a dark holographic Charizard? No. Like, why? Holographic, like, some of the cards nowadays, like, the holographic, they take up the whole card, which is actually really cool. I forgot when they introduced it. But it was cool.
That's all I got.
All you got about it.
Then you had your friends that brought their Pokemon cards to school, and they had like 3 or 4 binders. And you're like,
yeah.
You monsters.
It's like, how do you have those many?
So for you, it started out with the Game Boy and Pokemon Silver.
Game Boy, and then I'd watch the anime on TV.
When did you stop watching the anime? What generation?
I'd say... after Johto, probably. Honestly.
Master Quest, right? After that one?
When they introduced May and Max in
them. Oh, yeah, that was...
I think I stopped before the Orange Islands, actually. Like, I stopped watching it pretty
early. So you only watched the whole Indigo Plateau ones, the original ones.
So before Tracy.
Yeah, but Tracy was Orange Islands. Tracy was Orange Islands.
That's what I'm saying. He stopped before the Orange Islands.
He stopped before... That's probably for your benefit, because Tracy's stupid.
And then Brock came back, being more of an idiot.
Yeah.
That's kind of what he does.
If you actually go back and look at one of the episodes... there's actually one point where he actually asks Jenny out, and he actually does it pretty civilized.
Yeah, he does.
Which was shocking if you really watched it.
I remember when he came back, he was all freaking out about the doctor. What happened?
No one knows. They hint at the fact that he was in a relationship and that it ended really badly, but they don't talk about it after that.
Yeah, because he kept going, I don't want to talk about it.
And that GS ball we never saw again.
Oh, the GS ball was freaking...
Something Celebi, I'm sure.
As far as I'm concerned here,
Celebi's an abomination.
Do you hear this? Inside this plastic bag is where it all started for me. Now you can't see it, but they will.
Okay. There's a treat for all of us.
Nice.
This is the exact... I'm holding the exact Game Boy Color, the turquoise one that I started out with. It was Christmas of either 98 or 99. For some particular reason, my parents that year did not wrap our presents. So what my dad was doing was he was behind a couch and he had all the gifts hidden right there. So each and every single time it was my present or my sister's present, he would go, and she got a something, or I got a backpack or something like that. Well, the time eventually came where he said, I got a Game Boy. And being the little kid that I was very excited. So the very next day I went with my mother to a Target. And I bought me the very first game that I played of Pokemon, which is actually not this one. Let me take it out. Silver version. This is actually my friend's. His name was Brian. He gave it to me in 8th grade before we went off and did high school and all that. But the first game that I bought, I still have it here.
Does it still work?
Yes, it does.
You didn't have to replace the battery?
No, it still works, but it didn't save this thing.
That'll do it.
So you have to replace the battery. Yeah.
But this is the exact blue version that I... It's got a bunch of use on it. It's pretty dirty, but it is what it is. But that's where it started for me. I actually don't remember if I watched the anime first or played the game first, but I know for sure that once I got this game, I loved it so much that to this day, or actually for a long time, I didn't get any other game except Pokemon games on the Game Boy. Can you believe that?
Were there other games?
No, literally. I didn't even get Mario Brothers on that thing. I didn't get any of the Zelda games. None of that stuff. I just kept getting Pokemon. So I ended up getting Yellow. I got the Red version. The second generation came out. Gold, Silver, Crystal. I had all of them at one point.
Then Pokemon Snap came out, and he's like, this is an abomination. Never happening again.
You know what? Actually, when I played Snap, or I saw Snap for the first time, I didn't think it was that big. But then I got older, and I realized how much of a piece of shit game that really is.
I actually saw a glitch that someone posted about Snap, and you're trying to take a picture of like a group of Charmanders, and all the Charmanders glitch, so that way you just see their head and their tails. And it's just like a floating head and their floating tail.
Does this still work, huh?
That's hilarious.
Does anybody remember this, by the way?
Doing that with N64 games?
Yeah, I never had to do that for my Game Boy games.
I did it for N64.
See if this game still works. It still works.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, still works, silver version. And this guy's file's still in there. Wow. Look at it.
And when you had the original Game Boys, you're driving at night, you had to use the freaking light of the freaking street lights to freaking...
Yes, the hall lights at nighttime. Or you were in the kitchen like I was, and I sat on the table and I would play Pokemon. Or the little light attachment that you could on the link cable thing.
Yep. Or no, for the Game Boy Advance before, it had the light back on. SPs are freaking genius.
Dude, SPs are amazing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But once I got the games for sure, I got into the anime, and dude, I cannot count how many Halloweens I wanted to actually be Ash, but for some reason I could never find a freaking Ash costume.
And then we found out Red was totally better.
Right. Exactly. But at that age, I mean, Ash was my hero, man. But then we found out, once we got older, how stupid he really is.
He's garbage at Pokemon.
He's garbage at Pokemon. He has a lot of John's excuses for why he sucks and all that good stuff.
Wins by a fluke.
Wins by
a fluke.
Gives away
Pokemon.
Gives away Pokemon, yep. How do you give away a Butterfree, man? No, it's confusion down the line. I mean, really.
I also have my these. Card. You shouldn't tell me.
Trading card game. I actually don't have much, but these are from 1995, 6, and 8. So
next
these are
time
pretty
you
old.
Tell me this stuff, and I would have brought it.
Well, I just went ahead and brought it and show you guys. These, I think, were some of the cards that were at the Burger King, right?
They were.
Yeah. They were.
So you had the
on
King
the back,
cards.
And then you had some of the scene and the little.
You should take some pictures.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Here's more. So I got the Butterfree Arbok. I got two Arbok for some reason, bitches.
Dragonite!
Here's some more.
Didn't
Dragonite. Yeah, and Burger King. You went ahead and
you got a little Pokeball.
Pokeball, and they had a card
figurines.
In there. So I got these.
Figurines.
Not much, but yeah, just these. And then
right.
I got a Forever Suicune here.
Ah,
so.
The Entei card.
This is as far as my whole Pokemon card game collecting was. I wasn't really into the cards, and to this day I'm not. And as far as the anime is concerned, I actually stopped watching when it was right before, what was it called? Once it switched to Cartoon Network and they changed the voices.
So Gen 4?
No, it was still Gen 3. Gen it was still Gen 3.
No, Cartoon Network didn't get pick it up until Gen 4.
Dude, I could have sworn, because it was before Gen 4. It was one more other type, because remember, it used to be just the regular Pokemon, then you had Orange Islands.
No,
you had Johto
Max
Journeys.
Max and May were still on.
Dude, but
four kids.
Look, you had the Johto. Yeah, they were. But you had the Johto Journeys, Johto League Champions, Master Quest. Then you had the Advanced, Advanced Challenge, Advanced Battle. Right there at Advanced Battle, that's when I stopped watching.
That's the end of May and
May. I know there was another. Dude,
because
I'm telling you.
Once Dawn came, he changed the voice.
Gross.
Let me see, because I have the freaking. Yeah. I have the proof.
I have the proof.
I have actual video evidence, though. But as far as the anime is concerned, that's where I went ahead and stopped watching. And what else did I do? Video games, yeah. I would actually play these games. One of my best memories was with this next-door neighbor of mine. I still remember when he got his game, and he got his Pokemon Red. And I remember, I think I was the only one in the entire street that had a link cable. So one day I got it, I ran over to his house next door. I was like, dude, I got a link cable! Let's battle! And we did. I'd end up winning all the time. He'd win sometimes.
Oh, well, Cartoon Network picked it up at 2000.
2000? No, it
oh,
had
no,
to
they
be
played
more.
Reruns on 2000, though.
Yeah, and now on Boomerang, they play a lot of reruns.
Which is actually pretty cool.
Yep. Where were they going?
Wait, no, that's
that?
Cartoon Network Australia. Whoops.
Cartoon Network Australia.
Cartoon Network Australia.
Idiot,
my
man.
Bad.
So mostly,
yeah, Cartoon Network didn't pick it up until 2002.
So mostly my memories of Pokemon really were playing with my next door neighbors with Pokemon for hours. It was either play basketball right there in his hoop. He had it right there on his front driveway. It was either shooting hoops, playing a little baseball, riding the bicycles, or playing Pokemon, which we did most of the time on his porch. A lot of great fun times, wonderful memories. But eventually, sadly, he moved away in 2003. And ever since then, it's kind of been.
Okay, Pokemon series. Indigo League, Adventures on the Orange Islands, Johto Journeys, Johto League Champions, Master
Dude,
Quest.
Look, right here, right?
Battle Frontier?
Battle Frontier, it's still him. Look, it's still the third gen.
Okay, but it didn't change his voice.
No, they did.
Not in Battle Frontier.
Yeah. See, it's still May there, it's still this guy, that guy, and they're still there. It's still third gen. That's when I stopped, right there. Battle Frontier.
Me too.
That's where I fell in love with Tyranitar, though. Tyranitar freaking...
Like, right there.
Was beast.
That's where I stopped with the anime. So how about going to the theaters and seeing all those movies? Anybody go to those all the time? And
I think I saw the first and the third in theaters.
I saw the first two in theaters.
I didn't see any in theaters.
I saw the first three in theaters.
Didn't watch any in theaters.
No?
First two.
Which one do you like best out of those three?
The first movie?
2000.
I like the first movie and 2000. I mean, it's kind of a tie for me for both.
The first three are great, but I
2000, I would say that's probably the only good thing about the Orange Islands. We got that movie, even though Trace was in it.
The most exciting one. I mean,
yeah,
like a hurricane.
The Beast of the Sea.
Lugia. I didn't like Forever.
Yeah.
Celebi kind of killed
it. I don't think I even saw it.
Celebi's a bitch. Let's be honest here.
Talking ponies.
So, man. The end of it all. Why are we still fans here today?
Adventure.
Curiosity. Lunacy. Chaos.
Because I have the money to spend on games now.
Games and comic books, right? Imagine if... Do they have Pokemon comic books?
They have mangas.
A manga? Yeah, but not a comic book.
No.
It just came into my head.
They're pretty good.
An actual comic book storyline, maybe? Instead of the anime.
The books are honestly better. They're pretty violent.
Yeah, it's 9 times out of 10. What you have on paper is better than what you have on.
Well, they actually show Pokemon getting mutilated.
It's all beside that.
Dude, but that's awesome.
But cutting.
Because you can't do that on the show.
The manga definitely had a more like mature sensibility to it than the cartoon did.
I just wanted to see the anime episode that's you can watch, but you can't actually. The one where Ash has a gun pointed to him.
Oh, shit.
That's freaking amazing.
As far as you, Teddy, why are you still a fan of Dave, man? Why?
Because I was initially.
It's never faded, right? Never faded away. It stayed strong.
Even if it does sometimes get a bit lame or something, it's still something that I can connect with kids. You know,
mm-hmm.
Like my cousin is into the card collecting now and play with him sometimes.
It's
nostalgia.
Nostalgia, man. So, to end us off, man, how about our thoughts on the franchise going forward?
I have
no idea.
Little hope.
Very little hope. What do you think they're gonna do? You think they're gonna do an X and Y 2, a Pokemon Z? Are they gonna remake the fourth gen? Or are we gonna?
They're gonna do a fourth gen, but they're gonna release the sequels first. Do sequels then reboots. Because that's what they did with
that's true.
Fire Red, Leaf Green. They did that with Heart Gold, Soul Silver. Now, Oros. They're gonna do Diamond and Pearl eventually.
Yeah, I mean it's inevitable.
They can't remake Black and White and all that.
Well, not yet.
They shouldn't anyway because the way the basis was, they already did a sequel. Why do if you're making sequels, there's no room for a remake.
No.
There's no point because technically speaking, the sequels are a continuation. Hence, what the remakes are too.
And really, time really doesn't play a factor here because at least for us here in the States, we got the original Gen 1 in 98, right? And the remakes came out in 2004, was it?
Yeah,
so it doesn't have to be a decade for it to be remade. So I can see maybe within a year or two, being remade.
They're already in the process of doing the sequels. They're just not saying anything about it.
Sequels to X and Y?
It's in the works, but they're not getting. It's like rumors here and there, but they never give actual form.
So they won't be a Pokemon Z then?
Like I said, they don't know what they're going to call it.
I have no idea.
Is it going to be one or two games, do you know?
It'd be better if it's two.
We'll see, I guess.
I guess we'll see, but as far.
Unless they make Pokemon Z similar to what Emerald would have been. Because that would make it a lot better, personally.
Maybe.
Good.
Make it a Emerald meets Crystal meets Yellow.
Yeah, because we already know freaking Platinum is garbage.
And you know what else? Put it on the freaking Wii U.
Platinum was garbage.
I'll buy that
shit. A Gen 4 remake on the Wii
U? No, Z. And if they get all the good aspects of Yellow, all the good aspects of Crystal, and all the good aspects of Emerald, put them all into a game, apply it to Z, and put it on Wii U, I'd probably buy it.
I think I'd have to be pretty wowed by something on the Wii U to go out and buy it. I think I'm done with ORS. Like, I think this is the game where I'm gonna get like all the adventure Pokemon adventuring that I need. So
this is where you're gonna super train and you're gonna do all these and all the
training was actually better in ORS than it was in X and Y.
I didn't really see a difference.
See a big difference.
But I didn't do it.
Maybe
much
just because I was actually EV training at this point.
Yeah.
I wanna hope for a day when we can use all the Pokemon at once in the game sometime.
Oh yeah. See, if you put it on Wii U, you could probably do that. 6-on-6 battles.
Maybe someone will jailbreak it. We can use them all someday.
People have modded everything else. I'm pretty sure they can mod that.
They could, yeah.
Oh, yeah. While we're talking about this, I also want to point out that one of the creators that helped create
Gold and Silver's aspect passed away.
Satoru Iwata?
Yeah. Satoru Iwata?
Yep.
Alright, Satoru Iwata, rest in peace. And thank you for the second gen games. Because without them, there would be no Fire Gold right now.
Keep doing what we do.
Yep. And speaking of that, new episodes will be coming out very, very soon. So hang on tight.
And it's gonna start updating the freaking Facebook page.
Yeah, we can actually do that now because we can actually come off the hiatus. Well, by now, by the time this is already released, we probably already did it. So, with that said, I think this is gonna wrap up the 4-year anniversary. Until next year, maybe. This has been yours truly, Papaya,
Draft Master,
Arch Canine,
and Teddy.
Take care, guys.